Hello, welcome back to another episode of Nine Iron, produced by Cameo Creative. I guess I am Cameo, and really it's just where I talk about things as I iron, get ready for my day on Saturdays and Sundays. Nine Iron because, yeah, I try and iron around nine, because I think there's freedom and discipline, and, routine really allows me to perform at my best. So, basically, I've really kind of systematically created my day so I do more or less the same thing all the time. That way I can hopefully perform at my best, right? Kind of like that whole idea of Steve Jobs wearing the same thing every single day. More or less the same idea. But what I want to talk about as I iron, okay, my iron's still warming up. What I want to talk about today is the law of attraction, KPIs, and ROI. Three business ideas that are pretty important to me. The first one is law of attraction. There we go. The idea of law of attraction comes in various forms and various ideas, right? So, some people call it God. The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho calls it the universe, right? When you want something, the whole world conspires with you to achieve it. The law of attraction is more like the business one that like the Tony Robbins of the world use. And a good friend of mine is the one who chats with me a lot about it. Good friend, good mentor. And the idea of law of attraction is not just like you put it out there into the ether and hope something exists and hope something happens. You put it out into ether and you hustle hard to make it happen. And, opportunity arises to those who are ready for it. I've been hustling really, really hard to give myself as much opportunity as possible. And, the city of Kamloops has nothing but opportunity right now as it grows and creating a medium in which, hits people. And so I put myself out there and I'm starting to attract like-minded people to chat and converse with me. Hey, Andreas, the Greek Cuisina, love his pizza hat on Halloween. Thank you. When you put yourself out there, you start finding like-minded people, right? And it's kind of like when I talked with Julio from TRU on the podcast, Julio Visovic. You create your fortress. You create like-minded people to surround you. And they'll help you build things together, right? So, I'm very particular in who I work with and chat with. And I've been having, I'm at the point where, some of my ROI is people reaching out asking to come on my podcast. Not an ROI, that's a KPI. That's a key performance indicator, right? I am getting people's attention. I'm attracting people's attention to the point where they're reaching out and asking to come on my podcast. That proves that, yes, I have something that people want that has a value. The fact you guys right now are currently watching means I can hold your attention, especially since this is a mobile format. It's harder for you to kind of disappear unless you're using the latest new Facebook feature. But anyways, the KPI of them asking to come on is just proof that, yeah, I'm starting to attract the right people. Eventually I will get a better ROI, which is a return on investment. I've already made money off of, what I've been building, right? And it's all about, creating a better life for me and my family and the community of Kamloops and whatnot, right? Hey, Luke. So, When you go out and you try and attract the right people, right, you got to put yourself forward and you got to put yourself out there, and you don't just sit at home and pray, right? You have to really hustle hard. The fact that I was hustling hard and then I ended up getting a coffee purchased for me by my now mentor, was like months and months ago, but it's led to so much more. And it's allowed me to have a safety net. It's allowed me to, why are you laughing at me, Leah? There's Everly. That's what you came to see. Leah's my sister. But I put myself out there, and so now Now, my ROI is actually happening. People are reaching out, wanting to chat on the podcast, right? So I was forced a little bit to make some rules about my podcast, because I really do want my podcast to not really become what CFJCTV Midday is, which is a paid opportunity, a paid promotion. Like, that sucks, right? Like, if it's only pay to play, right? Like, some of the most interesting, yeah, law of attraction ends in action. Absolutely. Some of the most interesting conversations I've had are with people that just kind of showed up and we kind of started chatting and never recorded, and there's no way they have the money to promote themselves and stuff. So I'm starting to work and create different packages and features and opportunities for the people who might have the money, but also I want to always give the people who I am interested in just chatting. Because my ROI from the start, from the very start of this project, was just to get me out of isolation, which now is more or less diagnosed as depression, right? Like, I wasn't feeling engaged with my community. I felt isolated and alone. I was working 7 days a week. That's why I left that job. Took a 45% pay cut. Do you know how scary that is to take 45% pay cut because you're not happy? Like, imagine for every dollar you're getting, you now get 50 cents, and your wife is currently on maternity leave because you have a new baby. That is terrifying. But thanks to the law of attraction, and because I was, always hustling, always putting myself out there, like, even last night, I was up at, for some reason, the dog was up at 2:30 at night, being a little bit sick. Unfortunately, yeah, I was on my phone. I was on my phone watching, reading, responding, kind of seeing what is out there and what people are saying, and parsing information so that today, I can, as I'm going about my day, maybe figure out some next steps or whatever be, right? So yeah, I'm never stopping. I'm always going, which, for someone who for a couple months really didn't do much at all, and it kind of fronted, and what I mean fronting always ends in depression, right? When you pretend you're someone that you're not, it always ends in depression. So that's why I don't front. I'm not gonna pretend that I'm like some fancy person. I'm up in front honest that, yeah, I don't edit my podcast. A, that's not sustainable for my life. I've got a little one that I'm trying to be more involved with, right? I've got a wife who needs time off. So if people think I'm some big fancy outfit who's perfect, hey Stacy, how's it going? That's not who I am. I would much rather create something slapped together, dirty, raw, edgy, kind of like what I did with Love Hard, right? Literally, I screenshotted their Facebook event, slapped it on a thumbnail of a Facebook Live that we did, and I shared it to a wicked amount of groups, and I got 2,500 views really, really quickly. And I did that because, A, I started chatting with Amy Giddens months ago, and that's part of the reason why the podcast came about. B, I support their mission of trying to help people out and whatnot, right? And yeah, it's not pretty, but it was effective, right? I would always rather take efficient and effective over pretty. Because in this world where it's who can create content at scale, I want to be the person in Kamloops that people go to if they want to create content at scale. I can make it faster than most anyone here in town. That's not bragging. That's me actually proving it, right? If people want to spend more time and make it pretty, that's up to them. But prettiness doesn't actually result in anything if you can't actually get attention, right? If it's just because it's pretty, doesn't mean people will come. Anyways, I gotta go. I'm getting yelled at from down below, but thanks for tuning in. Yeah, this is Nine Iron, produced by Cameo Creative. Check out my podcast if you could. There's over 50 episodes. Actually, over 60 episodes now, I think. Anyways, check it out. Google me, Evan Webster, Google Cameo Creative, Google Cameo Podcast. I'm pretty easy to find. And thanks for watching. I appreciate everyone who jumped on in and watched even just a few seconds. Hey, Pip. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Bill. Luke. Andrew. David. Andreas. Kara. Dave. And Kevin. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, Devin. How's it going? Just tuning off right now. You're supposed to call me yesterday, but you never did. Cheers. Bye.